Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we play summary music suggested by listeners. We also look at a New York City program that provides information to immigrants interested in American citizenship. But first, we go to California to learn about a program that helps prisoners and the public at large. The western state of California is known for wildfires. This year, the fire season has been extremely active. California has some of the most experienced firefighters in the country because of its high risk of fire. Prisoners in California are also taking part in firefighting efforts. Mario Ritter tells us how and why.
Every morning, prisoners in orange clothing go to their jobs as firefighters. If there is no fire at the time, they carefully clean all the tools needed to make fire breaks. Fire breaks are barriers made of grass or land that slow or stop the spread of fire. In California, prisoners who have no history of violent crime and are in good physical condition may train and work as firefighters. They may get their prison sentences reduced in exchange for their help fighting fires. But that is not the only appeal of the work program, says Louis Orozco, who was sentenced to prison for robbery.
It's pretty exciting. It's an adrenaline rush, but it's fun at the same time. You're expected to go out there and fight fires, climb, thousands of feet up hills, rocky terrain, sometimes sandy terrain. With tools, you got anywhere between 30 and 50 pounds of gear on your back.
Prisoners in California have been working as firefighters for more than 60 years. They also serve the community in other ways, says Captain Mike Mahler of the state's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
Our crews are used during floods, search and rescue operations. They put in about 2.5 million hours a year in just emergency response alone.
More than 4,000 California prisoners work as firefighters. California is not the only state that uses prisoners this way, but the state's program is seen as a national model. The prisoners often work side by side with professional firefighters. Captain Kevin Kraus has been supervising prisoner firefighters for 7 years.
I treat them like firefighters. I demand they act like firefighters. And I tell them if they want to be heroes, they can be out here. If they want to be zeros, they can go back and they can get incarcerated inside. It's their choice.
Captain Kraus says most of them choose to stay with the difficult and often dangerous job instead of spending their days behind prison walls.
They get baptized by the devil out on the line. You know, it's hot, it's dry, it's physically demanding, sleep deprivation.
The prisoners receive a small wage. The program began as a way to reduce the cost of fighting fires. Now, however, the program helps rehabilitate prisoners, providing them with skills helpful in ways beyond firefighting. Louis Orozco says this experience has helped him believe in himself.
Mentally, I see that I can do things that I've never thought possible, climbing thousands and thousands of feet up a mountain with gear on your back.
The prisoner firefighter will turn 40 this year. He will be released from prison in 6 months. He says he is too old to keep fighting fires. But Mr. Orozco also has some graphic design skills he learned from another prison program. He plans to use that skill to start a new life. And he will know that after fighting fires, he can face any problems that might come with life after prison.
Every day in America, immigrants become citizens. Last year, the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service swore in almost 700,000 new citizens. 84,000 of them became Americans in the state of New York. And the United States Congress continues to struggle with an immigration reform bill. Steve Ember tells us about one New York City program that tries to clear up questions about citizenship.
There's no law yet. It'll be months before the legislation passes in Congress.
That's a volunteer operator at the City University of New York's Immigration Call Center. It is receiving thousands of calls, many about the latest on the immigration bill. Volunteers from all cultures and backgrounds have stepped up to help answer the phones.
I'm handling Spanish calls and Brazilian too, people that speak Portuguese. And we are handling from all over New York, but even Idaho.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg told the volunteers that they were taking part in something positive.
This country needs more immigrants. We've got to make sure that immigrants that are here have a chance to participate and build our country. And Washington is just crazy in terms of trying to keep the very people out that built our country and who are our future.
The call-in program has had an effect. One new citizen is Emma Dyer, who emigrated from Panama. Emma found out about the call-in program on television.
Be a citizen. Those people know. Your voice is a count. You can make change. That piece of paper means to me a lot of things. Mean, number one, I can go right now to the airport, any airport, buy a ticket, going to anywhere, and coming back with no answer and no question. Because I have my passport.
That piece of paper Emma Dyer talks of is the top goal. New citizens are sworn in almost every week in New York City. One recent ceremony brought joy mixed with tears for 150 new citizens from 32 countries, including Ghana, France, and Venezuela. Several speak about the experience.
I've gone a long way to come this far, and then I really cherish being an American citizen right now.
To be part of many nations like put together, I think, is what, for me, means to be American, especially here in New York City.
And then you come to a ceremony where you are officially American. It feels so strange. It's so emotional, too. Because you have grown to love the country so much.
These new citizens represent America, a nation of immigrants from all parts of the world. And for many, it began with a phone call.
June 21st officially marked the beginning of summer season in the Northern Hemisphere. School is out and the days are hot and long. For many young people, summer season also means party season. So, what music will they be dancing to? What songs will they take on vacation? Which songs might define summer 2013? Last year at this time, the hot songs included Gautier's Somebody That I Used to Know, and of course, Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me, Maybe.
I threw a wish in the well, don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. Crazy.
asked our listeners for their ideas about good summer songs. One listener suggested Kesha's song Die Young. It suggests the temporary nature of having fun and being young. Kesha sings, "Let's make the most of the night, like we're gonna die young."
I hear your heartbeat to the beat of the drums. Oh, what a shame that you came here with someone. So while you're here in my arms, let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. Let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young.
The country pop artist Taylor Swift also sings about being young on her song 22. Swift sings about staying up all night, dancing, and ignoring responsibilities. The lyrics go like this: "We're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical. Oh yeah. Tonight's the night when we forget about the deadlines. It's time.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time.
Another listener suggested I Love It by the two-member Swedish electronic band Icona Pop. This song is on American radio a lot right now. Who knows? It might become this year's summer anthem.
I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. I threw your shit into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care. I love it. I don't care. I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. I threw your shit into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care. I love it. I don't care.
I'm June Sims. Thanks for your music suggestions. We want more. What songs do you think will be the hottest hits of this summer? Tell us by clicking the Contact Us link on our website, learningenglish.voanews.com, or send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver and Madeline Smith. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
From the 70s, but I